Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Thanks for joining me this morning. It's a fall, crisp fall day, that's for sure. However, it's still sunny out, so you can still get a good dose of vitamin D when you're outside today. My guest this morning is candidate for Congress, Derek Van Orden. And as I was sharing with him off air, I really, really like his campaign ads. They are unique. They are different. They are sweet. He's got a really good one that stars one of his grandsons. And this one that was just released yesterday, I'd like to play for you. It's called Let's Try Something Different. Here it is.
Meet Brad Path. He never had a job outside of politics. Seriously, he hung around long enough to climb that political ladder. He'll never fix Washington. He won't even try. Me? I spent 26 years fighting for our country. I served as a Navy SEAL, and I know how to get things done. I'm Derek Van Orden, and I approve this message. Let's try something different. Let's change the people we're sending to D.C.
Send in the SEAL. Derek Van Orden, thanks for joining me this morning.
Well, it's great to be with you.
I am appreciative that you held through. We had kind of a longer break this morning, but it was well worth it for our listeners to hang on, because now they're treated to, you're a candidate for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right,
Southwestern Wisconsin and a little bit of central Wisconsin going out to Portage County, where we're there over the weekend. Just a beautiful place. Cranberry bogs.
Yes.
Fantastic. Potatoes, carrots, all that stuff. Yeah, we have the largest contiguous section of the Mississippi River of any congressional district in the country, which includes a very long series of lock and dams that we need to take care of with the Army Corps of Engineers to make sure that we maintain our economic viability here. Hey, so that commercial, man.
Yes, loved it.
Let me tell you, this guy, Brad Path, that I'm running with, has never had a job outside of politics. Joe Biden never had a job outside of politics. And look at what that has brought to our country. Highest inflation in over 40 years now. We're coming up on 3 million encounters of illegal aliens across the border. We've got now, it's going to be 200,000 by the end of the year, people that will have died from fentanyl overdoses. 90% of that comes over the southern border. People can't afford to fill up a gas tank and a grocery cart on the same day in the United States of America. We've got winter coming on, and propane prices are spiking. So natural gas and propane prices are spiking. I was at the Farm Bureau the other day. People have not been able to lock in their fertilizer prices for next year. Fertilizer comes from natural gas. They closed 2 natural gas or fertilizer plants in England, and they scaled down the production of one in Norway to 24%. We're not importing natural fertilizer from Russia anymore because of what's going on in the Ukraine. So we're going to have a real hard time next year getting our agriculture products to perform at a level that they need to. So we're in Dutch. And the reason all of those things are taking place, unequivocally, unabashedly, not even a political statement, it's because of the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
They've instituted these destructive policies, anti-energy policies, and it's not working. And so we need new blood in D.C., and Brad Path is not that. He served himself for 26 years as a bureaucrat and a politician. And I served our country for 26 years. And then I was a small businessman with my wife. So I've had to sign, or I had the privilege of signing, I should say, the front side of a paycheck for somebody and handing it to them. I have had many sleepless nights wondering if we're going to make payroll, because I understood that the folks that we're employing, that paycheck is what they're using to feed their family. And Brad Path has never done that. Joe Biden has never done that. Those guys, they're a peas in a pot. Just Biden's older than Path. That's the only difference. So it's time for change. And we're the change. And Republicans across the nation, we are doing incredibly well, and we're united. And the Democrat Party is not. They're fractured, and they're afraid, because they're seeing that the American public is getting their eyes opened to what these disastrous policies of the leftists have done to the country.
Well, I mean, not only is inflation crippling the United States, but also rising crime is a significant problem, not only at our nation's border, but here in Wisconsin. I mean, we have talk about career politicians. We also have a governor with that same distinction, as well as a community organizer turned career politician and our lieutenant governor. And so, I mean, this is part of the Democrats' resume, is you have to be a career politician in order to run for office.
Yeah, and it's got to stop. I mean, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result. And that's just not going to happen. Tim Michaels is going to make a far better chief executive than Tony Evers ever was. That's just the way it is. And Roger's going to be a much better lieutenant governor. Mandela Barnes would be a disaster as a state senator. He had to withdraw all of the law enforcement, I think all but two of the law enforcement endorsements he put out there, because the people didn't endorse him. I mean, who does that?
Right. Well,
that just shows gross incompetence. Mm-hmm. We have, Meg, in our district, we have 16 of the 19 sheriffs have endorsed my campaign. 16 of the 19. And that's because I get out and I talk to them all the time. Fraternal Order of Police have endorsed us. They understand that I get how important it is to support our police officers. These are the people that protect us and our children when we're sleeping at night. What on earth would make you think it's a good idea to demonize them? It's just not. So we are the party of law and order. We are the party of backing the blue. The Democrat Party is the party of defunding the police, no cash bail, and releasing these folks early. That list of the heinous criminals that Tony Evers has pardoned is shocking. Murderers and child rapists and all that stuff. I mean, he lets them out. He lets them out of prison early.
Mm-hmm. Well, they should never have been paroled in the first place. And that's
correct.
What we're finding when talking with even law enforcement that participated in the investigations of these criminals. But, well, you know what it comes down to, and you talked about endorsements from sheriffs and from law enforcement of your campaign. That endorsements come with because people have confidence in you, and there are all kinds of endorsements. There were a couple just recently, I believe yesterday, the Grocers Association endorsed you. And talk a little bit about that endorsement, and then I believe the NFIB. I'm sure there are many others, but it's about confidence in the integrity of the candidate.
Right. So the grocers, listen, this is what people forget this. Remember during the pandemic and really nobody knew what was going on? Just nobody knew what the heck was going on. And people were terrified. And you know how I feel about the government overreach and the unconstitutionality of the lockdowns and all that stuff. But who went to work every day? The grocery clerk went to work every day. And so you've got these 19-year-old people and you've got older people in management. You know, it goes up. They went to work every day, not knowing if they're going to catch what they thought was a, you know, incredibly devastating disease. And that takes courage. And I've seen courage in a different way on a battlefield as a SEAL. But to me, every time I saw them, I'm like, you know what? You guys are here every day. And I was so proud of them for doing that, because we have to eat to live as human beings. And just that simple fact alone makes me incredibly full of gratitude that they would endorse my candidacy. I mean, they truly keep the country fed, which keeps us alive. I mean, that's a real thing. People overlook these, what they think are mundane tasks or jobs, and I don't. I think the dignity of labor is something beautiful. I worked with my hands my whole life. You know, I was an enlisted guy for 26 years, and so I'm a tradesman, and I get it. And these are the people that keep our society functioning. And when they're shunned and when they're looked down upon by these elitists, I'll have no part of that. I will not. I don't tolerate that in my presence. These are human beings that keep our country going. So I'm incredibly proud to have the grocers' endorsement. And then the Federation of Independent Businessmen, guess what? That grocery store is a business. And all these other, we look at them, little businesses, air quotations, mm-hmm. that's the bulk of our economy. Mm-hmm. And without them, we can't feed our families. I mean, the symbiotic relationship between those two organizations is fantastic, because without the small business, they're fixing our cars, they're doing our plumbing, they're working on cabinets, they're manufacturing. All of these things that a lot of people take for granted that I don't, that's who they're representing. And again, we are a blue collar district. So Meg, 75% of our district does not have a 4-year degree. And only 9% of our district has a graduate degree. So the bulk of the people that live in the third district that I plan on representing are blue collar folks like me. Mm-hmm. And so to get their endorsement also is just fantastic. I'm so proud of it.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Derek, is that it really reveals what happened over the last 2 years in the Democrats' response to, I like to call it the shamdemic, but the mentality that, imagine being someone who thinks that they have the power to decide who's essential and non-essential. And I always bristle at that when I think back on government officials whose jobs weren't in jeopardy ever, determining who was essential and non-essential, and how that could possibly affect someone mentally, and to be able to determine who wins and who loses as a result is should be enough of a reason not to ever vote for a Democrat ever again.
Well, Meg, listen, you know who supported those lockdowns wholeheartedly? Tony Evers, mm-hmm. Joe Biden, and yours truly, Brad Path. All about it.
Right.
So when you tell somebody that they're non-essential, you're essentially dehumanizing that person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're taking away the dignity of labor. And it's totally inappropriate. You know where I first heard that term, Meg? Non-essential personnel? Mm. It's when I was in the military. And if there was like a huge snowstorm or something like that, they would say non-essential personnel. You know, you can just phone in. And it always made me think, if there's a large portion of the government that is, air quotations, non-essential, why are they there to begin with?
Right. Let's eliminate them.
I mean,
and, you know, let's eliminate the positions and give the taxpayers
exactly.
a break. I mean, that's ultimately right. what should happen.
Right. Our national debt is spiraling out of control. Our government is becoming larger and larger. You know, PATH and Biden, they signed us up for 87,000 more IRS agents with this Inflation Reduction Act. So they want to add another 87,000 people to the government roles of the federal government. And I just don't think that's appropriate. That's going to take us to about 165,000 IRS agents. Do you know how many Border Patrol agents there are, Meg?
Tell me.
About 20,000. So we're going to have 165,000 IRS agents and 20,000 Border Patrol agents, where we've got, I'm serious, by the end of the year, it's going to be 200,000 people dead from, by the end of the second year of Biden's presidency, it'll be about 200,000 people, is my estimate, are dead from fentanyl overdoses. 90% of that's coming over the southern border. But we can't get more Border Patrol agents, but we can get more IRS agents. That says to me that the Democrat Party, Biden and PATH, are not serious about protecting this nation. They're not serious about being able to really prioritize what is important. They just don't know how to govern. It's time truly for adults to get back in the room.
So let's make Brad Path and Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes and Joe Biden non-essential. That's our objective in November. So, well, candidate for Congress, Derek Van Orden, always a delight to talk with you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Meg. Have
and
a
what's,
great day. God
what's
bless
your web-
you, everybody listening.
God bless you. Right back. What's your website?
VanOrdenForCongress.com or at Derek Van Orden on Facebook and Twitter. VanOrdenForCongress.com.
Get out there and roll up your sleeves and help Derek win this one. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Going to go to a break and we'll be right back on WSAU Feedback. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Oh my gosh, it's the first day of fall. We made it through summer together, didn't we? It still looks like it could be nice, but it is kind of crisp. Oh my gosh, it was 40 degrees when I got up this morning. I thought, oh, It's time for the fall wardrobe to come out, at least for this week. Who knows? We might have an Indian summer, which is what I believe is extended into the fall days. And I love fall, but, you know, it's always sort of a kind of bittersweet when summer ends, because you know what comes after fall, right? It feels like an endless winter from time to time, doesn't it? Well, I'm going to go to a break. I'm looking, eyeballing the clock. It's 8:30 on the dot, and I will return on the other side of the news with your calls on WSAU Feedback 715-845-2155.